Here I was, blaming AEW for feeding you chicken shit, knowing you mindless millennials would be eating it up as if it were chicken salad, when it's really been your fault all along.
Make chicken salad out of chicken shit. People is as people does, that's all there is to it. Put a square peg in a round hole, just never seems to fit. And you can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit.
Welcome everyone to your longest running Australian wrestling podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. I am your host, Todd Eastman. I'm here today for a very special interview show. It's like if you're downloading the podcast, you'll see this isn't a very long one. That's because this isn't your normal episode. This is a very special episode because we were lucky enough, and big thanks to WWE and WWE Australia for helping us to be able to do this. After the Elimination Chamber in the press conference that just happened today, Jeff was lucky enough with a lot of other reporters to go backstage and talk to a lot of the people involved in that press conference. So what we've got here today is we've got Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley, Kevin Owens, and Bianca Belair. Jeff sits down with all five of them and just has a quick chat with them. Some really good stuff in these interviews, and well done to Jeff for doing it. I know it's not something that's exactly in his wheelhouse to do, and he did really, really well because I know because I've already listened to it. So because Jeff too also has a really, 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 how many reallys can I say, Todd? A lot. He has a really big weekend because if you've been listening to the show at all for the last however many weeks, you'll know that tomorrow before the Elimination Chamber, his show, WrestleBrania, will be having a WWE Elimination Chamber unofficial pre-show. WrestleBrania, Australia's best, Australia's only, but Australia's best comedy quiz show. You've also got David Storm's going to be on there, Damian Slater's going to be on there, Harry Mills from Australian Survivor will be on there, Jesse Lambert from EPW as well is going to be there. Really, really good comedy show. If you're in Perth and you're looking for something to do as a sort of a pre-drink before you go to Elimination Chamber, I cannot recommend WrestleBrania more highly because it'll be an amazing show. It'll be really good. And also, if you buy tickets to that show, there's five available 2K24, WWE 2K24s are going to be up for giveaway in that thing. So if you bought a ticket, you're in a chance to win one of five WWE 2K24 games when they come out on the console of your choice as well. So you can't really say much better for that for a deal. And also the day after Elimination Chamber on Sunday the 25th, at the Dutch Trading Company, we here at Wrestle Radio Australia, so we here, Lachlan and Jeff will be sitting down with Welshy and Lyle from On the Turnbuckle for an unofficial Elimination Chamber live podcast post show. So if you're in town still on Sunday, if you can't get your flight out till Sunday night or Sunday afternoon or Monday morning, head along there. It's a $15 entry, but there's cheap TMDK, Young Punks, a lager on sale on tap for the jugs for that. So go over there, have a couple of drinks, enjoy talking about what happened the night before at Elimination Chamber, because it is set to be a massive show. If you aren't listening to this live, you've listened to what we've been saying for a couple of weeks, and you've headed to the EPW Super Show, and hopefully you're having a great time there. So you're listening to this tomorrow morning. If you're not, keep your eyes out, because apparently we'll be up on YouTube a little bit after it. But it looks like an amazing card. I cannot wait to see some of these matches when they do drop. And also this week we had an interview with EPW management about that show. So do go and check that out if you've got time. So I think I have prattled on long enough. So that being said, I'm just going to throw straight to these interviews. They go back to back to back. Like I said, it's Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, and Kevin Owens. Please do enjoy this, and we'll follow us on all your socials. I better get it out of the way because I won't be back here at the end of the show, so I'll get it out of the way now. Follow us on all your socials, Wrestle Radio AU, Wrestle Radio Australia on Facebook, just look it up there, and twitch.tv/WrestleRadioAustralia to follow us on the Twitches. Give us a like, give us a subscription, all of that good stuff, because it really helps us get out there and push the word about Australian wrestling, because that's really at the end of the day, what we're all about here at Wrestle Radio Australia is pushing Australian wrestling and Australian wrestlers. So that's really what we're all about. So with that being said, we'll be back this week with a show. I'm not too sure what we're going to be doing, what we're going to be talking about, but we'll have a show because I need to talk. I need to talk about wrestling with people. So we will do that. But until then, I'm Todd Eastman. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the show. Enjoy Elimination Chamber if you're going. If you're not going, plonk your ass down and enjoy watching it at home. So until then, we'll see you later.
Hi, Jeff here from Wrestle Radio Australia, talking to the man, Becky Lynch. How are you going, Becky?
I'm going great.
What do you think of Perth so far?
I love it.
Really?
Love it.
Well,
love
it's a little it. Island, really, isn't it? It'd be a lot like home.
Yeah,
except about 80 degrees hotter.
Yeah, 100%. But I like that, you know, like when I moved over to America, first lived in Florida, but now we live in Los Angeles. But it's been raining there and it's been cold. And sure, you don't move to Los Angeles for the rain and the cold.
No, you don't.
And so it's nice to get some proper weather.
Now you're going into the chamber tomorrow night against five incredible competitors.
Yes.
Who do you think is your toughest opponent in there?
Well, I know who's my toughest opponent because I've faced them all. I haven't really faced Raquel, but most of them I've faced before. And they know Bianca is everything that she says she is.
Yeah.
And the last time I held the championship, she was the one. Well, not a championship, but the last time I held the women's championship, it was her that took it off me. So there's a bit of a chip on my shoulder and something to prove there. You know what I'm saying?
You see, now on a personal level, I like you more when the crowd boos you than when the crowd cheers you, because I think you have more fun when the crowd are booing you.
I do have a lot of fun.
Yes.
I do have a lot. But look, I have so much fun anyway.
Like, yeah.
I love going out there. I love the people. I love being in front of whatever reaction they give to me. That's how they're feeling. They're honest, right? Whatever you say about wrestling fans, you can never accuse them of not being honest. And so I love that.
Right. Now, you were famously close to actually throwing it all away and giving it away.
Mm,
and doing something else. Because you were an airline hostess for a few.
I was an airline hostess. I was an actor. I was a stunt woman. I was a personal trainer. I was many things.
But now you're living your dream.
And now I am the best at what I do, yes.
You've got to have that confidence, don't you?
I do, yeah, I do. And it's taken me a long time to get here because, you know, like, you have stars that come in the door. You look at Bianca, you know, you look at Charlotte, you look at Rhea Ripley. When they came in the door, like, please come in, let me throw some roses at your feet. When I was coming in, there was somebody with their hand trying to push me out. I'm like, no, I'm getting in here, you know? And so I've constantly been overcoming the odds and I constantly have a chip on my shoulder, but I think that's what allows me to keep working and keep striving to be better than I was yesterday, have a better match than I did last week or last month. And so having that chip is always going to keep me striving towards being the best.
Fantastic.
Even though I am the best.
You are. Now, I've just got a couple more quick questions. I know that you're really busy. Firstly, do you and Seth get outfits from the same person?
Yes, we do. King Troy, shout out.
They are absolutely outstanding. And so you beat... Let's say the dream run happens. You win tomorrow night and you go on to face Rhea at WrestleMania and you beat Rhea, which, you know, as an Australian, that's breaking my bloody heart to say that. What's next?
Let me break your heart. Let me break your heart. That's what's next. Then it's continuing to... Not continuing to. Insisting that title becomes the most important title in the company.
I love it. And I'm standing here with the amazing Kevin Owens. Of course, Kevin, you came up through Ring of Honor. You had a great run, mm-hmm. 2011 to 2014. You're an absolute legendary animal. How does it feel now? Because you're not doing the same kind of character stuff, but you're still great, very popular, very good in ring. How's it feeling?
I mean, this is a lot closer to myself than I, you know, the Ring of Honor stuff. A lot of it was about shocking people and trying to get my name out there, and for better or for worse, you know. There's a lot of things I did back then that I would not do today, you know what I mean? So I'm glad that I managed to get to where I wanted to get to, and the Ring of Honor years are great years for me, but they're not necessarily years I even look back on. I don't really watch that stuff back.
Fair enough.
If I did, I'd probably cringe at a lot of stuff I did. You know, licking people's blood and just a lot of crazy things in the ring that I probably shouldn't have been doing. But, you know, it all paid off ultimately. I am where I wanted to go, so.
Yeah. Fantastic. Now, tomorrow night, you're going into the chamber with five incredible competitors. Who do you think your toughest opponent is?
Randy Orton's probably one of the greatest, not probably, I'm trying to add. Absolutely one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. So he's at the top of the list. But Bobby Lashley is also the most painful person to be around ever. He's just so brutal and so strong. So they are at the top of the list for sure. As far as just being around in general, Logan Paul's unbearable as a person. So it's brutal to just be around him and having to hear his voice and feel his presence. So it's, you know, there's a lot of tough opponents out there for various reasons.
And now you're in Perth. Is this your first time in Perth?
No, the first time I came to Australia several years ago, I was actually in Perth for about 2 days. That was it.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I didn't really get to do much then, but I've been able to take in the city and do a couple more things here, and it's fun. It's great.
Fantastic. And what's next? So you win, you go on and face Seth at WrestleMania, and what is a rematch from an earlier WrestleMania match?
That's right.
How are you feeling about it?
I love it. I beat him at WrestleMania. Of course, nobody remembers because it was the pandemic WrestleMania. There's nobody there. Nobody wants to go back and watch that one. But I beat him. People can look it up. It's true. So I'd love to do it again and, you know, in front of an actual audience. It would be wonderful.
I think it would be great. The wonderful Bianca Belair. How are you? How's everything?
Everything is amazing. It's my first time being here in Australia. So super excited. I'm loving it. I got to hold a koala. I got to go into the community and visit the children's hospital and the schools. And the weather here is perfect. So I'm excited. The only way, you know, better to make this trip is to win Elimination Chamber tomorrow.
And you've got five amazing competitors,
yep.
And yourself.
Yeah.
Who is your toughest challenge in that chamber?
I think they all are in their own way, but I would have to pick Becky Lynch because, you know, we are the only two women in the chamber match that have main event at WrestleMania. So if there's anybody who knows how much WrestleMania means, it's her. And I feel like there's one more title opportunity left for WrestleMania. We both, almost every year, been at WrestleMania in a title type of picture. So there's only one spot left, and we want it, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously, you can't score WrestleMania without EST. So she's telling me that there's no way I'm going to beat her. I'm telling her there's no way she's going to beat me. I'm not going to let her have this moment. But, you know, once we get in that ring, friendships go out the window. We're competitors. So
yeah.
It's going to be tough.
That's fantastic. Now, you're obviously famously married to Montez Ford.
Yeah.
And you have a reality TV show. Not what we talk about, but how does he feel about you being here when he's over in icy cold America?
He's actually here. He's
hiding
out in the hotel. Yeah, so we're low-key obsessed with each other.
But that's wonderful.
Yeah, and we're just so used to always being together. You know, we don't have off-season. We travel together, we work together, we live together. So when I came over, he's like, no, I'm coming. I want to support you. So it's really cool that he spent the whole day on the plane just to come over here to support me, and he's in the hotel, but he'll be there tomorrow cheering me on. And it's a comfort for me too. It's like, it feels weird when we're apart. So
yeah, and that's lovely.
Yeah.
So are you shooting content for the show here? Can you?
No. Not yet. We're still waiting. We have season one that's out right now, so we're still waiting to hear if we're going to do a season two and when we're going to film that. That would be super cool to get content out here. Maybe we'll come back for that.
Maybe you should have a podcast host on the show. Never mind. So you rose really quickly.
Yeah.
Like, you went through NXT relatively quickly. You caught fire in NXT. People love the gimmick. How's it feeling now? You've been in the main roster, what, 3-4 years?
Yeah.
You're still getting massive pops, massive reactions. Heal Bianca Belair. And I can't wait to see that person come back. But how's it feeling now that you've been here for a few years? And you're like one of the seasoned people, and you're seeing like Tiffany come up. And obviously there's a great crew in NXT who are going to come up soon.
Yeah, I was actually in NXT for about 4 years. For women, it's a lot longer than most. Like, when I came into NXT, everybody in my class had got called up before me. They were becoming champions, so I was kind of like left behind in NXT. Like, what am I doing wrong? But No, I came up to main roster, hit the ground running, and it actually feels like I've been here a lot longer than I have. It's really weird to think that 3-4 years in, I'm considered like a seasoned veteran somehow. But it's because I've just had so much success so quickly. But what's scary about that is I feel like I'm still learning. Like, I feel like I haven't even peaked yet because I've only been here for 3 to 4 years. I will say I do feel like I'm very talented, but I've had the opportunity to be in the ring with some amazing women, you know, with WrestleMania 37 and WrestleMania 38, 39, like those were all amazing women. So it's really cool now that the tables are kind of turning. Like you said, you see the new NXT girls come up in Tiffany, and I'm on the other side of things. You have Jay that's coming in, and I love that. I think that when you know that you're doing something right, it's when you have a legacy where you've accomplished so much that you can give back and teach other people and give them moments. And that's what I want to do. That's when I feel like I've reached the mountaintop. But it's cool, and I'm doing this with Rhea Ripley. I feel like we came in WWE together. We're both on opposite sides of the mountaintop. We're on the cover of 2K, and we're like at the forefront of a new generation of women coming through, and you're starting to see them come through and they're making noise. Like, Tiffany is a force to reckon with. Like, she runs her mouth all the time, but she backs it up.
So someone else I remember in NXT ran her mouth all the time. So I have two more quick questions and a compliment. Firstly, the dress is stunning.
Thank you.
It's absolutely stunning, my friend. Looks incredible. Secondly, and I don't know how often you get asked this, but your hair is obviously quite the trademark. Don't want to be whipped by it. Thank you very much. How long does it take to grow that hair? When did you last have it cut?
You know, 1989. It's, you know? I'm stuck with it. But yeah, we got wigs, making so that you can wrap it up and you can change your hairstyle, have wig hats that I can just put it up and put a wig hat on. But I'm stuck with, my husband was the one that told me to keep the braid and wear the braid when I first started. So I was like, I want to wear wigs and wear my hair flowy. He's like, no, wear the braid, because if anybody comes to a show for the first time, they might not remember your name, but they're going to remember the girl with the braid. And I am the girl with the brain.
You dig it, sucker. We have a very special announcement. If you're coming to WrestleBrainia before Elimination Chamber on the 24th of February, you have the chance to win a copy of WWE 2K24. That's right, days before it's released to the public, we will have not one, not two, not three, but five chances to win a copy. Five times we'll be giving away WWE 2K24. Every ticket holder has the chance to win one of five copies of WWE 2K24. So come along on Saturday, the 24th of February, for your chance to win one of five copies of WWE 2K24. And a huge thank you to WWE 2K24 for this amazing prize.
Now can you dig that?
Hi, it's Jeff. I'm here with Seth Frinken-Rollins at the WWE Elimination Chamber event. What do you think of Perth, Seth?
Perth's been great, man. Great. We came in the best time of year, too. It's hot. It's beautiful. Got a good tan at the pool the other day. Great food, great coffee. People have been very welcoming. It's been nothing but a win.
Fantastic. Now, your outfits, I've got to mention, these are incredible. They are amazing.
Yep.
What can we expect tomorrow night at the Chamber?
I got something good lined up for tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to be a party. I can't give you too many hints, but it's going to be fun. A little different than some of the other ones I've done. So we're jumping on a new trend and we'll see how it goes.
That's fantastic. Now, I'm a big fan of yours since Tyler Black
used to run around
with the Age of the Fool. Yeah, maybe you know the guy.
Time. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for all the love.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome. You were always a standout in Ring of Honor, and it's great to see you go from strength to strength. Now, what is the difference between somewhere like the WWE and Ring of Honor?
I mean, Ring of Honor used to be a very, you know, action-based program. It was very much for a niche audience that really craved kind of the, I don't know how to describe it, the more wrestling-focused product. And so there was just less emphasis on storytelling and characters outside of the ring. And obviously with WWE, it's just so much bigger, you know? We're so much bigger than that. It's more than just you know, what happens between the ropes. Your superstars, from the minute you wake up till you go to sleep every single day, and press events like this are a perfect example of that. You know, it's just, it's a special thing to be a WWE superstar, multifaceted you have to be to do it, and it's what I fell in love with. So I was more than proud to have my time in Ring of Honor, loved it there, learned a lot, wouldn't be who I am without it, but this is where I've always wanted to be.
That's fantastic, and good for you for making your dream come true.
Hey, thank you, man, I appreciate that.
Now, you and Becky have both traveled to Australia. Mm. Did you bring your lovely daughter?
No, God, no, the flight was too long, man. She's three. I mean, we came from Los Angeles, stopped in Honolulu, and then bounced all the way over here, and that's a long flight, so she's at home. She's having a great time. She's a little under the weather as well, so she's getting better, though, which is great.
Well, I hope she gets well. Now, tomorrow night, also, how is the knee?
Knee's great, man. Knee's really
fantastic.
Good. Yeah. I mean, it's been over a month, and I've been working hard on the rehab, and everything's been going smooth. So, yeah, big win all the way around there.
So you've got six guys going into the chamber tomorrow night. Who do you want to face at WrestleMania? Ideally would you like to face?
Look, I beat Drew twice. You know, Bobby's someone that I've had pretty good luck with in the past. You know, Kevin Owens, I owe a WrestleMania beatdown from 2020. Randy Orton, I owe a WrestleMania beatdown from 2015. So there's a couple of guys there that I'd love to get one back on.
So essentially, you're saying you don't give a shit. You don't care. Sorry, we do swear on our podcast.
Oh, yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah. You can swear. I ain't going to swear. I'm for the kids, baby. the bottom line is it doesn't really matter who it is. There's a lot of guys in there. You know, LA Knight's someone that I've never been in the ring with.
Right.
So there's a lot of options. I think they're all intriguing. But the truth is, I'm the prize at the end of the road, you know what I mean? Me at WrestleMania, the World Heavyweight Championship, so I'm just excited to see the action and to see who it's going to be.
That must be a great feeling. Now, you were obviously about to go toe-to-toe with CM Punk. How do you feel with his injury?
I don't want to say I told you so, but me and a lot of other people told you so. What's the line? Fragile mind, fragile body, fragile ego. I think somebody that I know said something like that about him. And it rings true. So look, here's the deal. And I told him this in the ring. Like, you want to find your way to me in the World Heavyweight Championship, you're going to have to work for it. The deal is, he's just going to have to work a little harder now.
I hope to see you guys tie up someday.
Oh, well, that makes one of us.
Seth, thank you so much. Enjoy your time in Perth.
Appreciate
Lovely to meet
it,
you, mate.
Thank you.
It's Jeff from Wrestle Radio Australia. Todd, of course, has sent me over because he's sitting on his fat ass in Queensland.
Wow.
And he wanted me to send you all of his best wishes and is thrilled to see how well you're doing. Todd Eastman, of course, not the other name I said.
Yeah.
Todd Eastman's sitting in Queensland on his fat ass. How's it going? What? How are you feeling?
I have every single emotion running through my body right now. It's so hard to put into words because I'm so excited, so nervous, so full of like life, you know? I don't know how to put it into words. I'm excited for tomorrow. I really am. And it's such a history making event to have one of the biggest PLEs we have, Elimination Chamber, the road to WrestleMania here in Australia, in Perth at the Optus Stadium. Like, this is such a historic moment for Australia.
Yeah.
And to be able to be the face of it, it makes me so proud of everything that I've accomplished in my career and how far I've made it. And I really hope that I've made not only the people that I love and my family and my friends, but I hope that I've made all of Australia proud in the same time.
Oh, I think you have. I don't think there's much doubt. I mean, you know Wrestle Radio Australia, obviously, so
yes.
You know that we're not really a shoot podcast where we straddle the line. You are the baby face of Judgment Day. Like, everyone pops when they hear your music, and everyone, you're a star. You're a fucking star. And you're the first one from Australia to get to that point where people are genuinely excited to see you. What do you prefer? This is Todd's question.
Okay.
What do you prefer, the Latvian Hall or Madison Square Garden? Which one would you rather walk out of?
You know, the Latvian Hall I miss, man. I really do miss it. But you can't really deny the crowd reaction at Madison Square Garden.
And, I mean, what's next? You've done pretty much everything. I mean, are you looking at Gunther? Are you starting to go, yeah, I want to face that incredible Austrian?
You know, I would love to step in the ring with him. His chops are pretty lethal, though.
Yeah.
Dom's stepped in the ring with him before, and he's told me all about it. But to be honest, Seth Rollins has my eye. And
really?
With his wife trying to grab my title, I would like to put her husband down first, you know?
Wow, that's pretty interesting. Now, you're going in tomorrow night to face Nia Jax, who is a tough opponent. You admitted that yourself.
Yeah.
Say you do win. Say you come through okay. What happens then? What would you like to do?
I mean,
who would you like to face at WrestleMania?
You know, the question isn't who I want to face. It's
a question on
who wants to be in the ring with Mommy on the grandest stage of them all to really just end up emotional and upset with a loss. Throw their WrestleMania golden ticket away. That's the real question, because for me, I don't really care who comes out victorious on the Elimination Chamber. I'll be watching. I'll be watching very, very closely. But after I put Nia Jax down and I show her that Mommy is always on top, I'm going to do the exact same to her that walks out of the Elimination Chamber victorious.
That's fantastic.
Finally, WrestleBrainia has come back to Perth. WrestleBrainia and EPW present the Perfect Elimination Chamber pre-show with host and general manager Jeff Seddy.
Let's get ready to Brainia!
Survivor Series has come and gone. There's that one moment, you know, the one big moment, the big return, the return everyone's talking about. R-Truth is back!
Heel Captain Welchie.
I've got a question for the face team. Was there a two-for-one sale at Lowe's?
Babyface Captain Alan Oldworth.
No deal. Thank you. Andrew Pierce. Jesus.
Dave Storm. Comedian Bruce Savard.
It's great. The escalationist apparently shops at Miller's.
Dirty Harry Hills.
Hello, Harry.
I think if we lost this, it'd kill me.
Comedian Luke Boland.
I took on 10 men and had my hand raised as the reigning hardcore champion.
Jesse Lambert. Oh. Damian Slater. Oh, yes.
It's a series of games about wrestling.
WrestleBrainia, the world's only wrestling comedy game show. Such good shit. WrestleBrainia will finish with plenty of time to get to the stadium for